Howdy, and welcome to episode 4 of Hello Fairview, your local podcast made right here in Fairview for people in Fairview and the surrounding areas. This is a weekly show released every Wednesday featuring stories that aim to inform and inspire. Local radio stations don't exist in small towns like ours, so we'll use Hello Fairview to fill that void and give you news related to Fairview. This is a value for value podcast, which means you contribute what you can based on the value you receive. This concept was founded by the podfather himself, Adam Curry, and his co-host John C. Dvorak of the No Agenda Show almost 18 years ago. Currently, this is still just a one-man band right now, so if you have any ideas, events, or business opportunities or job openings, please don't hesitate to let me know. You are a producer of this show. You are not the product because your time and intention are not being sold to advertisers for value. Some shows are going to be longer than others. Some will be shorter, but I'll do my best to keep things relevant. Traffic time. Cumberland and 100 is now a bigger mess, with Cumberland Road actually closed as they grade the area to help level the intersection while adding those turn lanes. School is out right now this week for fall break, so things have been flowing kind of okay on Highway 100, but we will see what happens from there. I hope they can get this finished by next week, because if it's not, then I don't see how it's going to really work with middle school and high school and the congestion related to that in the mornings and afternoons. We have a little more than a year left on this project, so I can see this happening on the other side of the street and on the other side of 100. We're going back to one lane every all four directions, so we'll have to see how that goes. Red light update. We currently have 3 red lights, one at Old Cox, one at Publix, and one at Walmart. And soon we'll be getting a new one at City City Entrance. The poles are already up this week. They are not turned on soon because traffic already, you know, I'm wondering when they do turn it on, what's that going to do to traffic? Because it usually backs up from Publix all the way to Food Saver pretty much every single day. So if they're not synchronized, I think it's going to make traffic actually worse. So we'll have to see, because it can take anywhere from 10 to 20 minutes a day to go from Food Saver to Publix and Bowie Park right now during those rush hours. There'll be another one eventually at Cumberland when that expansion finishes. So I'm not sure how it will help or hurt yet, but the only thing I hope is that the crossing guard and the police that help us in the afternoons and mornings will be able to control that during those rush hours. So we will have to see. Highway 100 and City Center, there's going to continue to be construction closures as they finish the drainage and sidewalks and everything else between City Center and there, along with the closures at Cumberland. So future projects, you know, we're still digging around on a lot of this stuff with TDOT, because one of the things I'm wondering is what the cost is from the sidewalks that are coming from the park to the rec center, and how much of that will have to be destroyed when we eventually widen the roads. Because I know right now we are stuck in a loop where we're not big enough to expand Highway 100 from TDOT's point of view, but we've not grown big enough to expand. So it's just this, you know, self-fulfilling prophecy of stuck. So we'll keep doing that, keep track of that. We're growing. There is a new Greenway plan survey that you may want to fill out between now and October 23rd. This is we in the show notes. This will tell the county how to plan their next design workshop based on what people think from there. So I've got the survey in there and some of the supporting documents related to that on the show notes, so that you can say how you'd like the parks and walkable and all that. So back to our city news, school city news. We had the primary election yesterday on the 7th, and that was all that. And the Fairview Masonic Lodge also donated money for Shop with a Cop program on October 6th. We saw that from the city of Fairview there. And so then let's go to the recap of the last Board of Commissioners meeting, which was October 2nd. So October 2nd, city manager report. October 7th was the fire academy. So they were rocking that. That was yesterday. The police training range is almost finished with the design, which will come to for approval. And it's not, the property has been closed on, so that part of it's done. They're going to move as quickly as they can since it is once it's approved in the site plan. The design of the historic village is also expected to be approved soon. There is a 50-50 match on funding with some grant possibilities to help pay for that renovation in there. Don Buffalini was talking about the reserve fund, which has, for the city manager, I talked about it, that there's $1.7 million in the reserves, and which is around 15% of the annual operations budget. And their goal is to add, get it to 20% of our annual budget in case something ever comes up. And they're increasing that retention 1% per year. So he thinks it's around 16 to 17 right now. United Fiber gave a plaque and talked about their new 8 gigabit networks, which are now possible. They're still continuing to expand their coverage throughout Fairview, which I think is a significant improvement compared to what was available previously. So that's really good. That's a really fast way to have internet, and it's good that it's kind of a company around the road there. And then kind of a special note of that one as we get into all the old business and new business from this meeting and the voting. Carolyn Roberts was definitely the winner of questioning things and trying to understand how we can slow down our developments. With around 3,000 homes still to be built but approved at a couple levels, right, because there's different levels of that, this night on 10-2-2025, there was around 225 more homes were approved between the rezonings and annexations to the city. It won't be that exact number, but it'll be close because it depends on their final site plots for each one of these places, drainage, EPA, creeks, valleys, all the stormwater stuff and all that. Chris McDonald was also kind of in second place for that because he questioned a lot of the aspects during a number of those lots and what the growth would mean. But Ms. Roberts was definitely the winner of the meeting of asking why, which was great because I don't know if we need to keep growing at some crazy rate. And that was even one of the comments that was even said during that meeting, is that we are one of the slowest growing county cities within the county. And I don't think that is a bad thing. So on old business from that 10-2-5, the ordinance of 2025-19, which was moving $22,000 from the cleaning and cross guard play to public works. Yes, 5-0. Rezoning on Boone Street, which is 17.74 acres, going from RS-40 to RS-8, which is about 40 to 42 units. That was a yes also. Second and final reading for 2025-18, which was Old Cox Pike, which was 53.16 acres, which was RS-40 to R-20. That'll be around 75 houses. That was four yes and one no, with Ms. Roberts being the no, the nay. And then there was the annexation of Fairview Boulevard, 111 acres, as RS-40. To there. This is at the very edge of the 2040 plan, just like that Old Cox Road is, which is the edge of the city. Because so right beside this new subdivision is a farm. And so we'll have to see how that mixes, if it's like oil and water or whatever. So that 111 acres was annexed into the city. Yes, they think there's going to be 110 to 130 lots. It passed 4-1 yes, with Ms. Roberts saying no. Then there was an annexation of 10 acres from RS-40, which was a yes with a 3-2 vote. And that happened there. And then when it came to the new business, which we think about all these things, sometimes there's the zoning changes and annexation. Zoning, I need it to have more houses than it does now and be allowed to. And then annexation, I'm part of the city and not county. So otherwise they'd have to go to the county board, which I guess they would get denied. I don't know. There's some weird stuff. We got some interviews coming for that. But 2025-20 on Pinewood Road, that same 111 acres, was wanting to go from RS-40 to RS-10. That also passed 4-1, and that's around 150 homes off Pinewood Road and 100. And who knows what that's really going to end up being, but that is the very edge of Fairview that is now not going to be commercial. And that was one of the things that Chris McDonald and Carolyn Roberts asked about, is that this may mess that up in the future. So it is what it is now. So now they'll have to submit their site plan and everything like that. And then 2025-21, Old Franklin Road, east of Nottingham Drive, 10 acres from RS-40 to RS-20. This is going to be about 8 lots. They could have left it at RS-40, but the problem would have been is they could have had a couple lots that were too big and too small, whereas RS-20 lets them about be the same. So there could have been 16 houses there, but now there's going to be around 8. This was 3-2, with Chris and Carolyn saying no. And then there was 2025-22, which was Highway 96, or 7 acres going from RS-40 to Industrial General, was a yes. It was unanimous, yes, 5-0. And this is going to be some warehouse things, which actually ought to be pretty cool. We'll see how that kind of goes. And when it comes to city meetings, the next one, Planning Commission, is October 14th. Board of Commissioners is October 16th. And the Board of Commissioners Town Hall, which is where you get to go speak and do all that. And we talk about the things that Fairview's done. So there'll be probably some football team stuff and stuff like that going on, is October 28th. So that is really good. The state of Tennessee. The Memphis National Guard is still active. With mixed reports, I guess crime is still decreasing with this. There's been so much reporting back and forth, it's really hard to figure it out. Yesterday was the special election in our 7th district, and this is to take back a seat from the U.S. House from, Mark Green. And so Van Epps won the Republican nomination, and Afton Ben won the Democratic nomination to the 7th District, the U.S. House. There's a lot of chatter in this, especially on the Republican side, because Van Epps doesn't even live in the district. Apparently, there were some rules changed in the Tennessee state laws, and that you just have to be a resident of Tennessee to run for any district. You don't actually have to be here. That was kind of interesting. December 2nd will be the special election, which is where this has been a Republican seat for a long time. There's hope from the Democrats that they will be able to gain this seat, because there's just a very narrow majority difference between the two parties in the U.S. House. The National East Bank development is still going, but a lot of taxpayer money is being used to subsidize this project. This is for 700 affordable homes for the next 99 years. But Metro just had to give $3 million to keep that part of it going. And this is on top of the $2.1 billion stadium that is using $1.26 billion in public funding between tax raises and everything else. The airport's still a mess. Nashville Music City Loop is more than just a hole now. They've started clearing a lot more of the construction site, and they apparently officially closed on the property where they actually own it now. So the boring company, I guess, actually owns that piece of property. I wanted to pull the tax record. It hasn't shown up yet. The bills. Here's what we have for this week. Wow, I found a real agenda with real helpful information. One thing, even with our city and obviously our state, when things are not public and not posted, it makes these meetings feel very secretive and unaccountable, because they're spending our taxes without any real disclosure or outside information and outside of that room. No one knows about these things other than that. And the news doesn't cover this because it's just not cool. It's not fun. It's not exciting. It's very boring. So I want to keep trying to do it more here. I'd like to love to conduct like an actual interview with some people in this segment and make that a special episode for subscribers. But we'll see. So October 9th, there is a joint committee on the State Building Commission, which is pretty cool. So in that agenda, I have it in the show notes, there's about $60 million being spent, and it's on 8 projects. And it's pretty confusing on some of the wording, because some of the stuff is above and below. But East Tennessee State University is going to get their Buck Ridge exterior building fixed up. University of Memphis is going to get their athletic training academic addition added to it. Austin Peay University is getting a community engagement and sustainability center renovation, I guess. Middle Tennessee MTSU is going to get a renovation to the Beasley Hall. Jackson State Community College is going to get student center updates, so they're going to fix some things up over there. And the Southwest Tennessee Community College is getting a theater renovation, and then the Department of Environment Conservation, Montgomery Bell 4 Mile Creek Park campground is getting done. And I know that they have actually closed that park as part of that as renovations. So it's going on right now. And then for the Department of Veteran Affairs, the East Tennessee State Veteran Cemetery gravesite improvements are starting. So that was pretty cool to actually see stuff. And then October 14th and 15th, there are some meetings for the CTLA Joint Subcommunity Committee on Government Ops and one on Education and Health Joint Subcommittee. And then finally, the 15th one is the Government Operations Rule Review. So lots of cool information. So to our next segment, how's the hill? What's the weather like? So right now it's passable. We did get some rain since the last show, and actually a pretty good amount here and there and over the course of a couple days. So our grass is still green. We're still barely into the mid-high 70s with the low of 50s and 60s. So there's not a lot of rain forecasted, so we're probably going to still keep cutting our yards. New businesses. Cornerstone Financial will open up on the 14th. There's still a couple slot open at Bowie Commons and at Bowie Meadows where Cornerstone and Papa John's is. So there's still two slots there. So there's three there. When it comes to businesses, make sure you check out the Farmer's Market every Saturday from 8 a.m. to 12, not earlier as other posts may have posted, at Messick Chiropractic and Fairview Fresh Deli Donuts for their life-changing apple fritters located down the road from Publix. There's so many good places to get some fresh breads and treats and fruits and vegetables, along with beef, pork, hot sauce, fishing lures, holiday gifts, especially this time of year. So great way to do it. And so now we're going to add a highlight because we don't have that many businesses here, but brick and mortar highlight. So this week's episode will be to Vigilance Martial Arts. They have a fantastic program from ages 5 to adults for Taekwondo and Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu. They have two locations, one in Fairview at 96 at the intersection of 100 across from the Lions football softball field, and the other in Dixon. They do a lot more than teach your kids moves. They will teach them how to be better themselves as kids with a lot of life skills mixed in there. If you go there, you're probably going to see some people that you or your kids know, and that's going to make it much easier for them to fit in and also have a lot of fun too. They currently have a back-to-school special right now for $75, which includes the first month and uniform. There aren't many spots in sports like that you can get into for that cheap to start. Our local business highlight that doesn't have like a brick and mortar store is Fairview Trash. They've been a lot more than a trash company in this community. They support almost every team, school activity, and just all around town. We see their support and their signs up there. We see them when they're at the plays for the middle school, for the high school, and everything in between. So you'll see their yellow trash cans up and down the streets. They charge $35 per month for one and $45 a month for two. But if you prepay for the year because you know you're going to have trash, you can also save 2 months in fees. So that's pretty awesome. Job openings. There's still a police officer opening. Walmart still has multiple positions. Cornerstone Financial has started posting their stuff that there's a teller universal associate position. Publix needs some more pharmacy techs. And the Pearl, one of our local retirement homes, needs a housekeeper. So if anyone has any job postings, just please post and let me know. We'll announce these weekly and just use the contact form on the website. So our history nugget, a historical marker on Horn Tavern Road commemorates the Horn Tavern. Established around 1809, this 19th century establishment, named for its distinctive sign featuring painted animal horns, served as a gathering place during Fairview's formative years. The marker highlights the tavern's role in the area's development and its importance to locals and travelers. So kind of a cool little thing there. So upcoming events. First, we've got a recap with some of the armed forces having their birthday this year, and they'll have a couple next year, too. I wanted to backdate these because we support our veterans and all they and their families have sacrificed so that we could be in this great country. So the Army's 250th birthday was on June 14th. There was that big parade in Washington, D.C., which was the first time that's happened in, I think, like 80 years. So that was pretty cool. Coast Guard had their 5th birthday this year on August 4th, and the Air Force had its 78th birthday this year on September 18th. So down the holler this last weekend, the Banana Pudding Festival rocked out and had a great turnout because it was some good weather and some good pudding. So if you missed out this year, you can always make it up next year because it's a real life changer. And the high school, they had their homecoming parade on October 3rd, and it was so great to see all the floats, designs, and decorations and the kids throughout the city. First Bank definitely wins, with no one really even in second place decorating compared to what they did. The city posted some of the photos on their page, on the floats, on their Facebook, and in case you missed your kid. And we also have the pictures that we took from Food Saver of every single float on there. So go check us out on Facebook. It's probably the easiest way to do it. And there's a link inside the show notes. In Brentwood, we talked about it last week, too. The Vet Fest was on October 4th. This went great. Lots of people, lots of great turnout. Thanks to the Marine Corps League for being out there and supporting our veterans, along with Quilts of Valor and so many other great organizations there. This is a great time for veterans to connect. So some of the new events that are coming up right now, we're past recap, is the Pancake Breakfast at the Masonic Lodge this Saturday on the 11th from 8 to 10-ish. It's a couple dollars for some pancakes and bacon, and this supports Fairview Masonic Lodge, and this is on Bowie Lake Road. City has the Fall Fun Day, which is the Touch Truck Food and Games at Bowie Nature Park on October 11th. October 13th is the Navy's birthday, 250th birthday there. Trunk or Treat at Bowie is October 25th from 4 to 6 p.m., so you can get more candy. Movie in the Park is October 25th at 6 p.m. Still haven't seen what movie it is yet. Maybe it's just a surprise. Dixon coming up. The Veteran Parade will be held on Sunday, November 9th. Downtown Dixon starts at 10 a.m. And around the country, the Marine Corps birthday is November 10th, 2025, and that's their 250th birthday. So we've got a couple people turning 250 years old when it comes to the branches of service, which is pretty cool. And then if you want to go, the Veterans Day Parade in Franklin is November 11th at 11 a.m. Good timing. The city has their Christmas tree lighting on December 5th at 5 p.m. and the Christmas parade December 6th at 10 a.m. The next sets of meetings is the Planning Commission will be on October 14th at 7 p.m. There's no agenda posted. The Board of Commissioners will meet on October 16th, no agenda posted. And the Board of Commissioners Town Hall, that's your chance to speak, on October 28th. And they moved this because of football on the 10-2 meeting. So that's pretty cool. We also posted a lot of stuff in our community calendar, and we also put the links of all those community links in there. So if you want to know what's going on in your school and the county, this is a great way to do it. For the kids, there's still numerous options in Fairview to keep your kids involved in activities and sports. There's a thriving Girl Scout and Boy Scout program and Scouts BSA program here in Fairview. There's many recreation and travel teams. There's La La Dance Studios and Elevate Gymnastics and Cheer. There's also a Taekwondo and Jiu-Jitsu place, Vigilance Martial Arts, which we've talked about before. The Youth Jacket Wrestling Program, Jackets Youth Wrestling, has an open gym night on October 10th from 3:30 to 5 p.m. at Elevate Cheer and Gym. So this is a great opportunity for your kids to go check out this program and explore what's going on. The wrestling program that we have here in Fairview is kind of bar from none. We have had a lot of state champions that started off at the kindergarten kind of PE wee leagues and going all the way through high school. So it's a great time to go over there and support both of those businesses and options at the same time. School news. So, you know, Hawk and Tiger news, we still need your help. If you could write a weekly note that we could read or get onto the newsletter list, the Hawk walk on October 3rd apparently went good. So that's always nice. The Fairview Elementary has their track or treat on October 16th, and Westwood has its tent or treat on October 23rd. Just like we talked about last time, plus some of the churches, you've got at least 4 to 5 opportunities in our little town to go get candy and dress up with your kids before game day on the 31st. So on Falcon news, there's no newsletter this week since they are closed for fall break. So I only have what they included before. So they're still working on running some classroom supplies fundraisers. 4-H is still having its parents meeting on October 13th. The Glow Dance is scheduled for October 17th. And you can save money by purchasing those tickets in advance. October 21st is this winter sports picture day, and February 11th is a spring picture day. October 13th, Scouts BSA will be at lunch talking about scouting. October 25th is the Halloween concert and fundraiser. And Treat a Boo is on again this Halloween, where you can send a drink or candy bag to your kid or faculty member of choice. So it's always a fun one. In our jacket news, homecoming parade was epic. Just like we talked about before, decorations and the teams and seeing everybody were rocking it. Traffic seemed to actually do okay. They actually were moving a couple miles an hour, so it didn't really lock the city down as much as I thought it was going to. It was great to see how many people came out and support our students. Those students are the closest to becoming the next generation of leaders, and our support is critical to their futures. So thank everyone for coming out to there. There's also no newsletter here, so we'll just pick it up here. The pumpkin patch is still rocking over at Apex Bank. It goes till October 31st, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. each day. This helps run fund money for the FHS Athletic Committee and upcoming activities. The fall market is on November 15th from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. This is a great place to do some Christmas shopping, just like our farmers market, to help support local businesses. The art club is starting soon, so please turn in your forms. Socktober starts with the NHS and Beta Club, who are collecting socks for Grace Works from now until October 24th. Just like we mentioned before, the Spanish Honor Society is still rocking if your kid has a GPA of 3.0 or higher. The PSAT will be administered October 23rd, and now every Friday, Kona Ice and Tom's Coffee will be there at lunchtime. So you need to do more than just fill their lunch account to be able to have some of that. Senior portraits and senior ads are due November 21st through 25. So if you want to get those funny and embarrassing or, you know, moving messages into the yearbook for your kids, then make sure you get that. October 18th is also the ACT test. If you want that, you just register on ACT.org. And October 21st is the ACT for seniors. And there's also some fundraiser stuff still going on. Right now, when it comes to school schedule, we're still on fall break till October 13th, and then no school on October 31st, which is the first time I think this has ever happened, which is kind of cool. So it'll be nice. Faith moment. This is a part of a One Church Home sermon from Pastor Ian Gilchrist from 1 Peter on Standing Firm Together. This talks about walking in submission to life and how things are and can and will be. It also discusses marriage and the roles outlined in the Bible and how these translate to the real world. It's a good one, so here we go.
That the body of Christ is not just something to attend on a Sunday. It's a life together that infects every day of our life. He calls us to living in submission under pressure. I mean, think about that. He's calling them to live in submission to leadership that wants to destroy them. Why? He says, because God is over all of it. God is actually in control. And so I've put you in this life. There's going to be things that come your way when you submit to the leadership, submit to even the government, even the corruption of government. There's times that I need to walk in submission to that. That's the way God's made us. He goes in and he starts talking from huge relationships like our relationship with government to then he talks about marriages and the most intimate relationships. He raises the standard again. He says, listen, marriage isn't just about having cool photos to put on Instagram. Marriage is about husbands dying for their wife and wives submitting to their husbands. And again, what that means isn't some domineering hierarchy of value. It's absolutely a design, an eternal kingdom design that he says, when you two live like this, you're going to walk as co-heirs together. Men cherishing their wives, not lording over their wives. Wives submitting to your husbands, not domineering them. There's something so beautiful about the biblical picture of marriage, co-laboring together. And he continues talking about life together with one another. He talks about in week six, we talked about suffering. It's the theme of this whole book, it seems like. This idea of suffering, again, not demeaning or talking down or lessening hard times that we go through in life. There are hard things we all go through. There's hard times that we have gone through, and there's hard things we're going to go through in the future. There's what the scripture says is afflictions. There's pain. There's heartache. There's just unjust things that happen in the world that don't make any sense. But he, when he's talking about suffering, is uniquely tying it to persecution we face, to things we lose, to hardship we endure for as a result of us following Jesus. So suffering is unique in 1 Peter that he's saying suffering is reserved to when I've lost something. I've lost an opportunity. I've lost financially, physically, emotionally. I've lost something because I said yes to living holy. So it's a unique way to think about suffering. And in that way, it's actually interesting because we find ourselves so insulated and comfortable in life, in our society, in our culture, in the South, that it's hard actually to suffer. Like I said, when's the last time that you endured persecution because of something you were doing for the purpose of righteousness? It's like, well, there was, I was in line. No, that's not it. It's interesting, but yet, as we're going to hear today, as we close this book, it is actually the very thing that when we find ourselves going, hey, I'm not going to try to avoid suffering. I'm not going to try to run away from suffering. Again, I'm not saying I'm run in and just find yourself in a bad situation, but living in a way that is defiant to the world for the purpose of living holy and righteously before God. When we find ourselves there, right, again, as a businessman, hey, I'm going to decide I'm not doing that deal, even though it's going to cost me something. And people go, well, if you don't, then somebody else will. You're fired. That's suffering. Students going, hey, I know everybody's doing that. I know everybody says it's not that big a deal. I know it seems fun. I'm not going there. I'm not saying that. I'm not watching that. I'm not using that. I'm not gonna act like that because God has called me to live to a higher standard, a standard of holiness and righteousness. And you might think I'm a Jesus freak or a weirdo, but I'm following him. So even if you don't want me to be around you, I'm trusting him with everything I have. And they go, well, you know what? Like, we want that story to end with, oh, man, no, it's good. Let's all go to a worship night together. But what it's more likely going to look like is, fine, dude, see you later. Jesus says that thing right there, that moment, that pain of loss, that's suffering. And that's a suffering that should be rejoiced over. And he goes on and he calls us to live with an urgency and a love that's deep, a love that covers one another. Love in the body of Christ that stretches us, that causes us to see each other with compassion, that causes us to see each other and say, hey, I see your shortcomings, and while I don't want you to stay in it forever, I want to walk with you toward healing instead of just sitting back and saying, look at how bad they are. Thank God I'm not like them. There's this call that if we want to gain clarity, if we want to have clarity as we navigate the chaos of the world we're living in, that we're going to have to decide to live in accordance with his word as opposed to the ways of the world. And that takes us all the way to chapter 5, 14 verses to close the day. It reads like this: "The elders who are among you, I exhort. I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the sufferings of Christ, and also a partaker of the glory that will be revealed, shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly, not as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock. And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away. Likewise, younger people, submit yourself to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble. Therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God, that he might exalt you in due time, casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you. Be sober, be vigilant, because your adversary, the devil, walks about like a roaring lion, seeking whom he may devour. Resist him, steadfast in the faith, knowing that the same sufferings are experienced by your brotherhood in the world. But may the God of all grace, who called us in his eternal glory by Christ Jesus, after you have suffered a while, perfect, establish, strengthen, and settle you. To him be the glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. By Silvanus, our brother, our faithful brother, as I considered him, I have written you briefly, exhorting and testifying that this is the true grace of God in you, in which you stand. She who is in Babylon, elect together with you, greets you, and so does Mark, my son. Greet one another with a kiss of love. Peace to you all who are in Christ Jesus. Amen."
And welcome back from that sermon clip from One Church Home, right here in Fairview. So, donations. On the donations front, we have received 100 Satoshis on episode 3. If you don't know what a Satoshi is, it is the smallest unit of currency in Bitcoin. So, one Satoshi is 0.00000000001 Bitcoin. Satoshi is the namesake of the technical author and creator of Bitcoin. We'll start other payment options real soon, just waiting for some tax man stuff to get finished up with Stripe. We covered if you use Fountain and you come to the app on the link from Fountain, you can see a little donate button there that allows you to make a payment and use even get Satoshis from there and support us that way. There's also still a supporter option that's $3.50 per month. If you haven't seen the website, please take a look. We've added a ton since last week. We think it's very helpful, especially the calendar, our list of churches and businesses and much, much more things for the kids and stuff like that. Well, and if you want to advertise kind of on here, we'll announce your first name or name of the business if you become a monthly supporter, or make a donation of $19.59, which is the year we were incorporated, unless you post a note in your donation that you want it to be anonymous. I hope some businesses and business people will support this to make it even better. Be a producer and subscribe and share with others to the podcast and help out in Fairview. I need to keep getting some social media stuff done, but I hope that it's going from there. And finally, thank you. Thank you. If you have made it through this next episode of this podcast, thank you for your support and your time. And please show your support with your time, talent, or treasure. If you have an idea or suggestion, share it with us. You are a producer of the show. Talent is, how do you share your talent? If you have skills that could help the show in Fairview, let us know. Treasure, you're receiving this product for free without paid advertisements. You're getting truly local news. And if that's worth something, please consider supporting us financially using the value for value system. And thank you so much. And please follow us again. And a lot more things are coming. Y'all have a great day.